The Development, Relief, and Education of Alien Minors, or DREAM Act, passed the U.S. House of Representatives late Wednesday, December 8th, but was tabled the following day in the Senate. Just one portion of much larger national comprehensive immigration reform legislation, the DREAM Act will likely not progress in this Congress or the next because majority of Republicans do not support it. Margarita Solorzano, executive director of the Hispanic Women's Organization of Arkansas based in Springdale, says it was a momentous occasion when the DREAM Act passed the House, and she's determined to see the measure through.
The DREAM Act will give the young undocumented students the opportunity to correct their situation or the opportunity to obtain a legal status under the DREAM Act by if the students have a good moral character and they are able to show that they are good students, not a criminal background, and also if they complete a two-year college or a two-year service in the armed forces of the United States. So that this will give an opportunity to almost 800,000 young people the opportunity to become legal in the United States.
The economic recession has slowed the so-called Hispanic influx. Still, an estimated 11 million undocumented Hispanics remain in the United States. According to the National Center on Immigration Integration Policy, 2.1 million unauthorized immigrant youth could be eligible to apply for legal status under the DREAM Act. But in reality, only 38% could likely attain permanent legal status by it. Opponents, including the Conservative Center for Immigration Studies, claim the DREAM Act will end up costing taxpayers $6.2 billion. But the Congressional Budget Office reports it would reduce the federal deficit by $1.4 billion over 10 years.
The economics of the DREAM Act certainly is going to be a cost on the front end to help legalize these students. But there is a fee that the students need to cover. So there is they can recoup the money from the initial pass of the legislation. And then in the economic terms, there are also 800,000 new taxpayers. So there is the cost is gonna be minimum to the for the contributions that these people are gonna be making to the system.
Solorzano said if Americans understood the girth undocumented workers provide to the American labor force, they would support the DREAM Act. But some on Capitol Hill have referred to it as the Nightmare Act, saying it's an amnesty measure that rewards undocumented immigrants from being prosecuted and deported.
This is not an amnesty. An amnesty is a pardon of any misdeeds. This is like I said, an opportunity to prove themselves.
Critics say the DREAM Act will only encourage a surge of young illegal aliens to cross the border. But once enacted, only those who can prove they've lived here 5 years or more could participate. Among the Arkansas congressional delegation, the only two to support the measure were Senator Blanche Lincoln, a co-sponsor, and Congressman Vic Snyder. Congressman John Bozeman sees it as an amnesty provision. Both Congressmen Ross and Pryor are also against it. As for young undocumented Arkansans, they say it's a nightmare, not being able to plan for any viable future.
Well, my name is Leslie. I was born in Mexico City. I came to America when I was 8 years old. Right now, I'm in the community college. My dream is to continue my studies and become a nurse.
When she graduates from nursing school, Leslie, whose last name we won't divulge to protect her identity, won't be able to apply for a nursing position. That's why the 19-year-old is personally campaigning for the DREAM Act.
Since back in September, I saw in my community a girl who stood up in the street and with a sign that supports the DREAM Act. And since then, I've been watching the news, joining Facebook, sending emails, calls, everything I can. I've been searching for supporters around here so I can be part of it.
So even though Leslie's undocumented, she's participating in the American political process. So is Luis.
The important thing is you follow your dreams without any problem and without any door locked in your front, front of your face.
Luis was excited that the DREAM Act progressed as far as it did. He also called congressional offices to encourage a yes vote.
I'm from Mexico, and I'm a student for Northwest Arkansas Community College.
Luis is interested in international business. To prepare, he's studying foreign languages. Plus, he's a traditional folkloric dancer. But he, too, faces an uncertain future.
One of my plans, if I never gonna get Social Security and continue after graduate for university, just need to back to my country, because here it's gonna be hard to just do what I did to study or what I want to do it.
And will that be okay to go back to your family of origin?
I guess not.
That's because many undocumented youngsters grew up here. This is all they know, and having to relocate to a strange country is upsetting to them, including for Marie, not her real name.
Most of my family is here in the United States, so that wouldn't be an option to go back to my country of origin. So right now, we will not stop. If the DREAM Act doesn't pass right now, we will continue. And we will continue until it passes, because for most of us, that is the only way that we could become citizens. And that is what we're looking into right now. Because if it doesn't pass in the Senate this year during the lame duck session, we will continue, rebuild the movement, and push forward again.
Marie's been working with the Natural Dreamers, University of Arkansas student group, as well as a Rogers High School group, to advance the DREAM Act.
I came here at age 3. And I have been going to school ever since, I guess. Right now I'm going to college. I'm at NWAC, and I am looking towards getting my Associate in Arts and eventually getting my Bachelor's in Communication. Right now I am undocumented, so I can't work. But what I plan to do later on is, if and when the DREAM Act passes, I would like to go into possibly radio, do a little bit of journalism here and there. That's my future plan.
How these young people find the means to attend college is a mystery. They're allowed to enroll in public education, but are barred from driving and applying for jobs to earn money for clothes, books, not to mention tuition. Rafael Arciga is an admissions counselor at the University of Arkansas. He moved here from Mexico 10 years ago.
The fact that a student is undocumented doesn't prohibit him or the student to attend a college or university. The only issue is that any student who is not able to provide a social security number or doesn't provide a social security number when applying or in any document that he or she provides to the institution is being charged out-of-state tuition.
861 Hispanics attend the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville, or 3.5% of the student population. Arciga does not know how many are undocumented, but he says the current laws contribute to a sort of malaise.
We have the students in high school who are graduating and who are discouraged from attending or continuing with an education because of the studies. Those students, in many cases, if they were to have citizenship or legal status, will qualify because of they meet all the criteria or have all the requirements except for the Social Security number. Also, we have a lot of students who are still in high school who are, because of the status, discouraged for doing well in classes. We have many students who do not see any future because of the status, they have said to me, why study? Why come to school?
According to 2009 U.S. Census figure, 6% or 155,000 Arkansans are Hispanic. Their median age is 22, and nearly 40% live below the poverty level. Hispanic civil rights activists concede that it won't be until 2012 when the DREAM Act, along with comprehensive immigration reform, will be taken up again. Reporting for Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.